Blog Talk Radio.
Look at me, look at me, look at me. Be quiet, baby, be quiet, baby. Keep me warm from the sun. Let love flow, let me know.
Hello, all, and thank you for tuning into Life and Love Under New Management. I am your host, Q, author of I Am Queen, an Affirmation for Every Woman, and author of Open Invitation to My Soul, Poetry, and Lyrics from the Soul of a Queen. Tonight, we did experience some technical difficulties that put us an hour behind. So for those of you who were able to call in, thank you so much, and we do apologize for the inconvenience, which just confirms tonight's message, episode one, life and love at your own pace, because apparently and evidently life happens out of our control. So we just need to be ready to roll with it when it happens. I recently had the overwhelming need to share the message of slowing my life down with hopes that others can do the same, in order to stop living life at light speed, because life is too short to not make every day rock. Life is too short to not appreciate every blessed day and do something productive with it. And it's most certainly too short to have a full understanding, well, to not have a full understanding of the events that happen. Meaning, at the end of the day, were we as productive as we could have been, or did something really big happen, the whys in it, and if we even met a new person to question, and it's okay to question and ask, you know, why did I meet this person, and what role will they possibly play in my life, and vice versa. Before going live on Blog Talk Radio, let me say that this started out as just a conversation that was recorded and placed on CD and just shared with people who were near and dear, who have had the opportunity to hear me speak at workshops based off of I Am Queen, an Affirmation for Every Woman. And if nothing else, I want all of my listeners to at least walk away with knowing that the conversations shared here on this show are filled with love, good intentions, and it is a work in progress where we all can grow together and not apart. So we're going to take a little break right now before we get right into the show, and we'll be right back with Life and Love Under New Management. Okay? Hold on 1 second.
We can tell by the look in your eyes, gang. Come on. Oh,
Welcome back. Welcome back. I don't know about you guys, but a little bit of Maze and Frankie Beverly never hurt me. I so love them. Hope you enjoyed that. When I left off, I was talking about being productive at the end of every day. And it's very important that we can see where we are, feel where we are, in order to know where we're going. And life is made up of so many moments, irretrievable moments that we can't get back. So it's very, very important that we slow down enough to not only smell the roses, but to learn how to grow a beautiful bed of our own. And with that being said, that's when we assume responsibility and prioritize. And to treat our life as a work in progress requires some self-discipline and some patience. And these are things that I am so working on. And if there is someone out there that totally has it together, I commend you. But me, I am still trying to get there and look forward to the growth daily, no matter how small, as long as I get just a little bit better every day. Never stop growing. I mean, that's, to me, in my eyes, the end of it all. Once there's nothing else left to learn, what is my purpose? If there's nothing else left to share, what is my purpose? So committing to grow daily and staying focused was a big resolution of mine. I felt that that covered all bases, all aspects of my life, to just stay focused, to have a plan and work it to the best of my ability, and to exercise patience, to have patience. Is the only way that anyone is going to see a dream, a vision, to fruition. Patience works with persistence and not against it. So when we slow down and live our life and govern our love at our own pace and not at the speed of light or whatever other pace anyone else around us could possibly set for us and line it up, we'll win. No pun at Charlie Sheen winning, but we will win. It's also important to not let someone set standards for you. You know, what Jane and John is doing may not work for you. It's what's working for them. And you have to take time out to figure out your weaknesses and your strengths. And you can apply that in life. And you can apply that in love. It works both ways, personal and professionally. What we are often is our worst enemy, especially when we operate by way of chaos, when we act off of how we feel alone and not take the time to process a thought. I don't believe that we can just make the best decisions with our mind only or with our heart only. I believe that our mind and our hearts have to be in tune. There has to be a balance there to have a positive outcome, to have the best outcome. So being impulsive and acting solely on emotion will be your detriment. So the question is, how prepared are you? All I know is I'm trying to get as prepared and get equipped as possible, and I'm going to do that by embracing change, and that's where it begins. You embrace change with an open mind and an open heart. And how open your heart is and how open your mind is determines how positive that change is. And we need to slow down to take our eyes off of ourselves sometimes and realize that there's always someone else who's having it just a little bit harder than you are, than I am, whatever it is, whatever we're going through. And that person could take our situation and work it and succeed and win at the hand that life has dealt us. Bishop Jake shared that with me. Well, by way of television, and it stuck with me. It really did. So there will probably be a message that you will hear throughout many episodes of Life and Love Under New Management, because it's very important to get humble and stay appreciative of what we have right now. So for me, that wouldn't sit well if someone else could take my hand all these days and then often complained or vented. Makes me ask, how important were the complaints that I made? It was just even yesterday. There's a thin line between venting and complaining. You know, when we complain, we're expressing dissatisfaction. We're expressing our pain or the feeling of resentment. If we vent, that's supposed to be a relief, to be relieved of some pressure. The difference is how you feel after you've done either. When you complain, has the situation gotten any better? Or did you just waste time? When you vent, did you feel better and are you able to move forward? I mean, that's the difference. And I want to really put forth a conscious effort to not complain. Pretty much just kick it on the chin, do a little venting, and keep it moving. Because you're the only one who was held up, and whoever has caused you any offense, they're going on with their day, and there you are. You've lost time and taken away from important moments. You could have been doing something to make your home better, to, I don't know, new hairdo. I'm sorry, maybe 15 minutes of meditation to yourself. It's just much more productive if we slow it down and stop complaining and quiet ourselves, because that moment apparently caused some sort of chaos for you. So that's when you seek peace. Peace is most important. You know, we fuel emotions by constantly reiterating on them and sharing the offense. We don't heal that way. We really make the wound deeper. So that's something that I learned yesterday that I really wanted to share with you guys. We are going to take one small break here, and we'll be right back with our last segment of Love at Your Own Pace and some information about the upcoming shows, because this is only going to get more exciting and much better as we go forward. I will be giving you guys some information on how to submit letters and questions and even topics of conversations that you guys would like to have, as well as some pretty interesting contests, especially with Mother's Day coming up very soon. So stand by, and we'll return very, very shortly.
How do you explain this funny feeling deep inside? Makes me smile when I'm lonely, comforts me when I'm sad. How do you explain this sweet, sweet smile on my face that just keeps getting better with each passing day? For so long, I didn't know I was searching in all the wrong places, thinking if I spent more money than I could, if I worked hard. When there's more months at the end of the money, your situation tells you to worry, but you see the flowers in bloom.
face. You're strong and brave. Mama calling, daddy calling to see if I'm okay. Fresh air I breathe, enough food to eat, a warm place to sleep at night. Say it, say it, say it. All that simple thing.
Simple things, and it's very, very easy to overlook those small things that mean so much. So back to our life and love at your own pace. About the love segment of it, I am in no way an expert on relationships, but I would tell you that the foundation for any strong and any good one is communication. So that right there, communication is how you say things. It's what do you mean when you say it? You know, it's okay to take a little bit of time out to wonder how that person is going to receive your message. And when communicating with another person, we shouldn't feel a little afraid maybe to ask certain questions. This past week, I've noticed just talking to some coworkers and some girlfriends that people don't really share the same definition of everyday words, such as friendship, and, you know, you have another person that you consider a really great friend, and this person introduces you and considers you a mere acquaintance, maybe just a coworker. When you are conversing with people, what are you talking about, and why is it not okay to talk about how we define words that we use daily? That would really eliminate a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings, and it would reduce the amount of bitterness, for sure. When I was having another conversation this week, I made the comment of saying, you know, hey, I don't waste my time trying to change other people because we can't. I try to change myself. And my friend replied and said, well, you can try to change yourself, but time is what changes people. And that's true. But I think they both work together, just like when you make a plan and it doesn't work according to the way that you designed it, does it mean that it didn't work? Is there a predestined plan for you? Of course there is, and that's why you should have a backup plan. So when your first plan doesn't work for you, care enough about your goals to have a contingency plan. If this doesn't work, plan B kicks in. Plan B doesn't work, plan C, and so forth. And knowing this, keep an open mind about it happening, and you won't be too disappointed. It's okay to expect the unexpected in life so that you are better prepared. You're better equipped to hold on to your peace that you found, that you've worked so hard for. And it's very important to surround yourself by people who are like-minded. You want to be around people who are as driven as you are. You want to be around people who have really good hearts, people who know that it's okay to share a smile with someone, a stranger. Hi, how are you? It takes nothing. It takes a lot to frown and snub someone or to be simply unfriendly and unkind. Because the truth is, you get back exactly what you put out into the universe. So you always want to treat people the way that you would like to be treated because it's the thing to do. Not because you're expecting to get something in return. So you must learn to, if you don't already know how to, love yourself better and also love others, because you can't succeed in life without a strong mind and a good heart. On our next show, we will be answering questions, and I will be reading letters that will be submitted to me directly via email, and that email address is qspeaks@universaldeep.com. All letters will be read, and there will be a response to every submission. We will also be having a Mother's Day contest and giving away a pretty, pretty nice gift for the winner. And details about that contest will be given April 1st, actually, at 9 p.m. The show will be a little bit longer as it will start on time and be more of a variety. And we will also be taking calls from callers. So if nothing else, I hope my listeners, I hope all of you, have walked away with one new thought to make your day a little bit brighter tomorrow. And if I've done that, I will sleep very, very well tonight. I've done what I set out to do, and that's to share a good word. And hopefully someone out there can hear it without having a feeling of being judged or, you know, any of that. It's just you, you alone with your thoughts and this good word. Hopefully that you find it a good word. And also a little bit of music for your entertainment. Feel free to write me with your thoughts and any suggestions, maybe some music selections that you have in mind. But remember, it's okay to start living and loving under new management. And at the end of the day, make it count. Give love, receive love, and stay focused. Patience works with persistence, not against it. So peace, love, and empowerment to you all. This is Q signing out with Life and Love under New Management, Episode 1, At Your Own Pace. And I will hopefully, hopefully speak with you all next week. Thanks again for tuning in. Good night.
I'm sitting here with your picture and smiling to myself.